8 to 19 on Connect FM, your morning connection for a Wednesday. Rolling on. It's great having you tuned in this morning. I'm Dan Kennard, and I get to have a midweek chat now with Shirley DeRouge. She's here, and she is the executive director of Downtown Du Bois, Inc. Hi, Shirley.
Hello, Dan.
Great having you with us once again. It's been, oh my, I guess 4 weeks now since we've had a chance to chat because I took a little time off, but it's good to be back and good to get caught up to speed on what's going on in Downtown Du Bois. And let's begin with something really exciting because it's just a few days away. It's the start of the farmers market. We've been talking about it off and on over the past several months, but it's finally here. It's going to get started. So set the stage for us, would you?
Yes. This Saturday, we kick off our annual farmers market in the Pershing parking lot at the corner of Long and Brady. This has been an annual event that lasts from the last Saturday in June to the first Saturday in October.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to tell you how many years now. I'm going to say close to 20 or more years. So,
super.
It's wonderful. It's something I know I look forward to and so many others in the community, vendors, and we're hoping to maybe get some music this year and some to build on it and, some more vendors and expand and grow from here. We want to grow this into a larger type Saturday market eventually. But it kicks off this Saturday. Bell rings at 8 a.m. and they will be there until 11 a.m.
And we always emphasize and should again this year, it's best to get there early. I mean, you can, you can come later, but, you may not have the best selection. The best selection is at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes, from 8 to 9. By 9 o'clock. I mean, there's been several Saturdays where it's been completely picked over by 9 o'clock. It's quite impressive how quickly, and how early people we'll come out and, support.
Always have those early birds, right?
Yes, yes. So, we have our well-loved and favorite vendors, back this year and hopefully some new ones.
Yeah, well, that sounds super. And, who do we have, making that possible with their sponsorship this year?
Main Street Eye on Main Street here in Du Bois. Chris Shaw, has been a generous contributor, supporter of the downtown and our farmers market for a couple years now.
That's nice. And a great shout out to, Main Street Eye Care as well. So there we go. That's, what's coming up this Saturday. And we've been excited about it, and we'll continue to stay excited about that, and we'll get updates as it moves along through the summer. All right, speaking of reports, we need to back up to last Friday. You had the first of something. Now, bingo isn't new. You've had plenty of bingo efforts, but you tried something a little new, music bingo.
Music bingo, and that was so much fun. That was my first time attending one, and it's a lot of fun.
Good.
I'm not the typical standard bingo kind of gal.
Not the bingo lady?
No, I'm not. My husband, on the other hand, loves it. So I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was a lot of fun. And, you know, just, just the energy in, it was at the public house, but the energy of those there to participate in that. I mean, it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, it was a great turnout for our first one and, a lot of fun. People came from Clearfield and I mean, outside of Du Bois came in. I mean, this, it draws a crowd. There's a following for this, but I can see why now that I've attended is it's a lot of fun. So everyone had fun. It was a nice fundraiser. It was just a great time to be had.
Always nice to have a new spin on an old favorite. Bingo. Bingo's always popular, especially around the Du Bois area, but to put a new spin on it, and sounds like you'll probably do it again, right?
Yes. Okay. I hope so.
Listen for details right here on our midweek chats. And before we say goodbye to you for this midweek chat, Shirley, we need to talk about a cruise in downtown Dubois. It's just a few weeks away, right?
Yes. Saturday, July 11th. The First Class Children's Foundation with Matt Reed, they are bringing back the Dubois Cruise In. So it's called Dubois Cruise In Returns. Mm-hmm. That will be Saturday, July 11th. Now, that's from 6 to 9 p.m., but downtown Dubois will actually be hosting again at the Public House. They have been wonderful in providing us a space to host these things. But it's a, and they've done this for other organizations. So again, it's a new thing for us.
Yeah.
But, and a new thing for me because I've not attended this before, but it's called a Boozy Brunch Sing-Along.
Okay.
And I guess again, it's another one of those things that the people have a lot of fun with, and it's, you know, just high energy and just something to have fun with your friends.
Yeah.
And, so we will be doing that earlier in the day, followed by the cruise in. Matt has the cars, the food trucks, the music. We will be doing a best of. So mm-hmm. there will be voting for your downtown best of.
Okay.
And we will have a tent set up because we are going to be selling tickets for a meat raffle that we'll be kicking off here.
All right.
So, and that will be with Palumbo's Meat Market.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things coming up, but Saturday, sure. July 11th is going to be a very busy day for us.
Yeah.
And we hope to see everybody there.
Well, and our next midweek chat is going to be just a few days prior to that. So it'll be perfect time to get everyone squared away and get an update on how the farmers market is going. So, you know, just a few months ago, Shirley, we kind of sat around like, what should we talk about? You know, we were in the throes of winter.
Yes.
But now we've come through spring and we're heading into summer and things are picking up.
There's a lot of things.
and we appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.